equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Do you have a Bible? Oh, we tried that already. Do you have a Bible? Thank you so much. Turn it. 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John is not the 1 John in the New Testament. It's the 2 John in the New Testament. And in fact, there are two more. So there's the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And in all three of the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Johns, right before the book of Jude, right before the book of the Revelation, in the back of your Bible, they're all three on the same subject. The subject is love. Shout love.
Love.
For God is love. That's the shortest, most complete definition you will ever find anywhere of God. God simply is love. Love is not God, but God is love. Did you catch the distinction? Love is not God, so don't worship it. But God is love. Totally different ends of the spectrum. I want to bring your attention to verse number 18 of 1 John 4, chapter 4. I'm going to use two different translations. I believe it brings out the original meaning much better. So I'm going to speak first of all from the New International Version, and then I'll end the verse out of the Passion Translation. Are you ready? Here's what God's Word has to say. There is no fear in love. Wow. I've known a lot of marriages in my time. I want to remind us, there is no fear in love. I've known a lot of air quotes Christians, believers, Jesus followers in my 51 years of full-time gospel ministry, and I want to remind all of them, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. Here's why. Perfect love drives out all fear. Here's why. Because fear is attached to, or fear has to do with, punishment. God is not a God of punishment. You say, well, what about hell? Folks often are quoted as saying, I would never serve a God who would send people to hell. Can I make this announcement boldly and bravely? Neither would I. I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I would not serve a God who loved so little that he would purpose to send human persons to hell. In fact, God gave on the rugged, cruel, angry, mean, biting beam called Calvary, his only begotten Son to die on that rugged tree for the express purpose of giving every human person the opportunity of choice. I was raised through the doctrine of fear. God lives in heaven. He's up there where he's got lightning bolts, and he is not timid about using them. You get out of line. I tried to play Little League baseball. I was long and lanky, so I was a decent pitcher. I'd take the mound, and I would take my windup. Look for the sign, except I couldn't see it. I'd get my windup ready, And just before they'd give the signs, I'd do this. So the coach had to take me out the game. He said, "What are you doing? Do you have something in your eye?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, you keep closing your eyes. Are you afraid?" "Well, I'm afraid that if I don't pray before I throw this pitch, God won't help me." That's the way religion will do you. Religion will talk you out of everything God and His Word want to talk you into. You tell folks, "We're going to have a miracle healing and victory service, and God will heal you." And in the next 30 seconds, they'll give you 25 reasons why He won't. I don't know where we found this God. You could title this that. I don't know where we found this God that does not answer prayer, that requires some form of penance so that He will. I'm going to stand on this word. My God is a God of incalculable, unfathomable, unprecedented, undeniable love. Are you afraid to clap? Well, you don't know what I've done. He loves you anyway. Well, you don't know where I've been. He loves you anyway. Well, yeah, but no, but He loves you. God has an issue. He cannot, will not stop loving you, you scoundrel, you. God sends no one to hell. People go there by their own choice. He says, "Choose me. Have heaven and have blessing and have joy and have peace and have patience and have forbearance, have understanding, have revelation, have victory, be healed in your body, have peace in your mind." And then you try to talk Him out of it. Stop talking Him into it. He already made up His mind. Because God could swear by no greater, He swore by Himself. God said, "If I fail my word to perform it, I'll give my throne to you. In fact, I'll get off the throne and I'll give it to that defeated underling Lucifer that I cast out of heaven before I will not perform my word on your behalf. I love you." If you, being earthly fathers, know how to give good gifts to your children, throughout all ages, angels sing. Oh, love of God. It's not like that husband of yours either. You get his eggs soft-boiled instead of hard and feel a slap across your face. That's no husband. That's no father. That's a man in need of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. A mama who abandons you. That's not the love of God. That's human love. It's bankrupt without Him. Try as you may and try as you might, you'll never be the husband you should be. You will never be the father to those children they deserve. Not without Him and not without fully surrendering to Him. You cannot have your life and His too. You got to trade. You got a trade. Say, I'm not afraid of punishment. Because he who is constantly afraid of punishment has not reached love's perfection, God's perfect love. You with me so far? Can I dig a little deeper? Are you sure? Here's what I want to announce. This very morning, fear receives its eviction notice from your life. Faith, hope, and love about to move in your human residence, your body, in your life. Fear is a torment. Fear is not only a torment, fear is a tormentor. And you're living in too much of it. I'm afraid I'm going to get sick in my body. Forget it. Stop being afraid. You will. I had a grandfather. Well, I still do. He's in heaven now. His name was Alan Tony. Alan Parsley. He lived with us for a while. He had what in those days they called hardening of the arteries. We know now it's cholesterol buildup in the veins, in the arteries mainly, and mainly of the heart. But every night before he would go to bed, when he lived with us, he would go to the kitchen counter and he would get a blue bottle and he'd open that up and he'd get two tablets out of it. He'd get a glass of water and he'd drop those in there. He called it Alki-Seltzer. Because when you're from Eastern Kentucky, any word that ends with A, you pronounce with an E. So it's not Alka-Seltzer, it's Alki-Seltzer. You with me? He put that in there, pop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. He'd stir that up. He'd drink the whole thing down. One night, my father walked in there and said, Dad, why are you taking the Alka-Seltzer? Do you have a headache? Nope. Well, is your stomach upset? Nope. You got any pain anywhere? Nope. Well, why are you taking the Alka-Seltzer for? So I don't get any. Job said it this way. The thing that I feared the most has come upon me. Fear is the merchandise and the language of hell. Faith, love, hope are the merchandise and language of heaven. Don't live your life within the bumpers of fear. You're not a bowling ball, and you don't need bumpers on your lane. Live life. Live it to the fullest. Live it with gusto. Budweiser knows nothing about it. Miller knows nothing about the high life. That's God's domain. I'm preaching to somebody today. Gambling on football is not the high life. It's the way you lose what your children ought to be having. But you're so selfish. Fear is the silent thief that snakes its way into the darkened chambers of your mind. It whispers words of anxiety and worry into your spirit. Let me make this announcement. Worry is an insult to the God we claim we serve. Stop wringing your pitiful little hands and saying, what am I going to do about this? You've done everything you can do. Belly on up to the throne of prayer and let he who is the God of more than enough, too much, overflow, and double for your trouble meet your need. He said he would. Be seated. Fear shackles your will and your emotion. It makes you do things, behave in ways, speak words that you would never otherwise utter, but fear is at the controls. Fear binds your emotions and paralyzes you. It was John, the beloved disciple, who leaned his head on the very heartbeat of Jesus that declared this. Perfect love. Stop right there and pay close attention. He's not speaking of partial love. There is no if in the love of God. I love you if. Get an eraser. Get it out of your mind. God loves you. God is for you. He makes your enemies your footstool. Love is the hope-filled and conquering love of Jesus Christ, who marched up Calvary's hill, bloodied and beaten, who there upon Golgotha's brow crushed the head of the serpent and father of fear. Pierced by his nail-scarred foot. Somebody needs to shout. Love conquers every fear. You'll never make it, says fear, taunting. And love answers, you already have. Fear says, you're alone in this stormy tempest. Love shouts back, lo, I am with you always. The cross of Jesus Christ was love's exorcism of fear from every human heart. Heaven's thunderous declaration that faith and fear can never coexist, but are in fact mutually exclusive. If you've got fear, have faith. If you have faith, you have no fear. You fear nothing but God. You don't fear the economy. You don't fear sickness. You don't fear Satan. You don't fear some humpback black cat in a Halloween mask. You don't fear anything. You don't fear when the doctor looks at you and says, Parsley, you've got vocal cord cancer. Had a choice at that point. Throw my hands up in fear or grab a hold of the horns of the altar and declare my faith. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace is laid upon him. And by and with his stripes I was and I am healed by the power of God. Let faith go to talking. Spurgeon said it this way, the fear of God is the death of every other fear. Like a mighty lion, it chases all lesser beasts of fear out of the forest. Listen to me, when divine love floods your soul, torment flees. The power of love perfected is not some gentle sentiment. It is the aggressive holy force and fire that breaks every chain, silence every whispering raspy voice of doubt. Dear friend, love conquers fear, and love never ever fails. Give him praise, give him glory.
Well, you know, there's a blessed serenity in the glow of the lights on all our Christmas trees at this time of year, isn't there? And for me, that's a real reminder of Luke chapter 2, verse 14. You know it, it shouts down through the ages, glory to God in the highest and on earth. Thankful for that. Peace and goodwill toward men. Peace, that's one of the four blessings that the Holy Spirit spoke to me about as I've been studying Psalm 91 going into this next year. And I'm praying for you, for your family, for all those you love, to be abundantly blessed by our great God with extraordinary peace, and for his mighty power to be at work every day in your life, defeating every adversarial force. For the windows of heaven to pour out provision for every need, and for you, all those you love, to be protected according to the promises of Psalm 91. We live in a time among a generation that is seeking a cure for their deepest and darkest fears. You see, dear friend, faith in God is the antidote to fear. Faith's always an act that honors God, honors his redemptive work in the earth and in human lives. The action you take today by faith can set the course for your victory over fear in 2026. Your Psalm 91 seed reaches out. It takes hold of the promises of God that they would become your covering, your refuge, your fortress. So I invite you today, sow a seed of $91 or more before December 31st. The way you leave one year is the way you enter the next. And please, as always, be sure to include your prayer request for my countdown to your victory celebration service. As you do that, I want to build up your faith with four brand new messages from my series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear. Many have already responded with a Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more. If God is leading you to sow a $91 end of the year, enter the next year seed, it will be a great, great blessing. Many special friends of this worldwide soul winning ministry have been blessed to sow an uncommon seed, some of $500, $1,000, some even much more, as their end of the year Psalm 91 seed. So call before New Year's Eve or write to me, do it today, or you can sow securely at rodparsley.com. And let's believe together for a fearless and victorious 2026, according to Psalm 91.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for 4 God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe His promises and are ready to receive His blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive 4 powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new 4-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory, the enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a 4-year fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
If you prayed along with Dr. Parsley, we want to help you make it all the way to your heavenly destination. New Direction is a helpful and free roadmap. Each page will help keep you headed in the right direction every day. Your new life full of hope and promise. Please ask for New Direction by calling 24 hours a day or when you visit rodparsley.com.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. New ministry content drops every Tuesday with the Rod Parsley Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.